Blog Talk Radio.
Figure a sandwich is a meal all in one, you know what I'm talking about?
Right.
You can make a sandwich one meal, you feel me? So I like sandwiches, you know what I mean? I can get extravagant, but I do like sandwiches a lot.
Sandwiches is dope. I like sandwiches.
I mean, you can run with them. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on, wait a minute.
You can want to walk out.
You can run with a sandwich.
You can drive with a sandwich, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you can take.
So that's what makes it so good.
That's just, man.
Okay.
It's convenient than a motherfucker.
Okay, I wasn't sure because I thought the sandwich, like what was on the sandwich, made it good. But the fact that you can run with it,
yes,
is
the whole
what's
aspect
good.
Of a sandwich is good.
Okay, all right. I guess I could dig that.
You know what I mean? So, like I said, if y'all want good food, I'll let your boy. You know what I'm saying? I'm chefing it up. You know what I'm talking about? This is what I do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm good at what I do.
That's what's up, man.
So,
What's your specialty, though, for people that don't know? What's your specialty?
I really don't have no specialty, bro. I like everything. I'm in love with food, bro. I love food a lot.
Yeah.
A lot, bro. Like, for real. Like, oh, my God.
It's got to be a favorite, though.
It's no favorite.
It got to be.
Steak.
Yeah.
I mean, from brisket to motherfucking ribeye, I love the steak thing, you know what I'm talking about?
Which one are you the best at, though?
All of them.
Oh, you the shit.
Yeah.
That's what you mean,
yeah,
the shit.
I should be in between two butt cheeks.
No, fuck, you didn't say that shit, man.
Should be in between two butt cheeks. That's the shit I am, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to toot my own horn, but toot BB.
Right, might as well.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, That's it with your boy, you know what I'm saying? What's been popping with you?
I feel you, man. It shit really been popping, dog. We struggling. We got new equipment and ain't really working, so I want to apologize ahead of time. We have some technical difficulties. Also, too, man, shout out to Coco J, man. She was trying to get the invite for the radio show, but I was so busy fucking around trying to get these mics working that I didn't get a chance to send out the invites. So
yeah.
My money said the same thing. I didn't even get a chance to send out the invites. But right now, if you're listening on eblockradio.com or if you're on the phone lines, make sure you go to eblockradio.com and click on the flyer, because you can actually see us streaming live right now. So I didn't get a chance to shoot out the text message, but it's all over Facebook, so you'll be able to find it there. But go to eblockradio.com right now and see us live, dog. So,
Live, boy.
Right, live. You know what I'm saying? I guess it's working. Like, I don't even know if the audio working or not. So, my station manager, Coco, if you got a chance to look at us live and see it, let me know if the sound is working, because I don't even know. Because it might not be working. So, anyway, but we look good, dog. Yeah, we look good. Yeah, we on now.
I'm sorry.
No, we been on, cuz.
I'm sorry. My bad.
Little extracurricular activities, of course. But for me, man, nothing much really been going on, dog. Same old. What I've been doing, obviously, is trying to get the new equipment working and everything. And outside of that, man, we got the soundboards, got the microphones now, so we in session.
Yeah.
So just moving forward on that. Yeah, just moving forward on that, trying to get everything together. I'm digging the way the picture looks, too. The picture looks kind of dope. Yeah, I kind of dig that. Yeah. But let me see. What have I done? Because I haven't did much, man. I've been, you trying to move the camera?
A little bit.
The camera right there.
Not the camera.
Oh, okay. Okay, I got you.
You can at least see half a nigga.
You trying to get in the picture a little bit.
I want to see my little copy.
I got this moving back.
No,
you can't do it that way. Okay, you do it that way?
Yeah.
Do it that way. All right, there you go. That's better.
Yeah.
All right.
See the Bill Cosby. You
right. Dig that. So, man, I really not a lot of nothing, dog. Just been focusing on getting this stuff going, you know what I'm saying? Been watching the news, obviously.
Yeah.
Been seeing what's going on with the news. I did want to ask you this, though, man. I don't know if you've been. Have you been paying attention to the news at all? Not really. I know. And to be honest, man, I probably should stop looking at the news too, because it don't do nothing but make you mad. But last night though, it was a police shooting last night. Did you see that?
No.
All right, so I guess they were down by Corktown somewhere, and they said that the dude was looking strange, like something was wrong and whatever. So they went to go check him. He pulled out a pistol and shot at him, like shot two police officers. 60-year-old dude though. A 60-year-old dude. So I guess they exchanged gunfire. Dude ended up getting shot, and then they found him. Like, he ran away. 60-year-old dude. Like, he ain't running far, I'm sure.
Right.
But now they trying to say, I haven't seen the news today, but now they trying to say that he may be connected to the Wayne State, you know, officer that got killed or whatever. Like, now, I don't know, because they already made a mistake the first time.
They
so,
reach you.
I think they reaching, dog. I really think they reaching.
I watch CSI, bro. They was trying to book a nigga if they have one feeling that it was him, cuz.
No, I think they reaching. And the fact that they even made that connection was kind of weird. I don't know. But then again, it's a 60-year-old dude. Now this is my thing.
But then again, maybe if the police rolled up on him and you just opened fire,
something up. I don't know if that got anything to do with the other, you know, with the other shooting.
Right.
But my thing is that you 60, dog. At what point do you stop being a criminal?
My thing is, do you know they got vests on?
Right. Now he shot. He came close though, cause he shot one of them in the neck.
Okay.
One of them, like, in the leg or something, and they caught a couple in the chest, and, you know, the vest caught those. But he got one in the chest, in the neck, though, so he must have been aiming up kind of high.
Whoa, damn.
Yeah, but you got to think, though, if this is true, you know what I'm saying, if he did kill the other officer and he then wounded two other ones, yeah, I mean, I know he's 60, but he about to spend probably the rest of that time in jail.
I'm surprised he ain't
dead. Yeah, me too. And I don't guess he did. I don't know. I ain't seen the news since last night. But they said they caught him, and he had wounds and shit. So obviously he caught some gunfire. You know what I'm saying? Between time, yeah. So I don't know, man. I just wonder, had you heard about that shit?
No,
that's kind of crazy.
No, man. News is like, I mean, it's a lot of bad news, bro. I try to be positive lately. I'm embracing love.
Right.
I'm embracing love right now. That's my thing. You know what I'm
saying? That's your thing?
I mean, if you ain't coming with no love, get the fuck on.
Right.
Flat out.
Well, I
ain't got to be no hug and kiss and shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This motherfucker won't be 100.
That's how personal.
Yeah.
All right, hey, look, I want to shout out to Coco J one more time. I need an update. I was wondering, had you checked that out for me to let me know if there's some sound on there? So shoot me a message or something. Let me know if you can hear me on eblockradio.com.
Right.
Or anybody that's listening right now, just holler at me, dog. If you're on Facebook or something, let me know. Make sure you can hear me out here.
Can you hear me?
But other than that, though, I've been watching. I watch a lot of TV. You know what I'm saying? I watch a lot of TV. But you know what I've been watching lately, though?
What's that?
I've been watching a lot of documentaries on 56 World, right? So that's PBS, right?
What?
PBS. So I've been watching a lot of stuff on PBS. And one thing, because I think I mentioned this before, but about the Indians owning slaves and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so because I seen that, then after that, I just started watching, like, randomly. I just be wanting to see what they're talking about.
Right.
But they had one on there, what's that, day before? No, maybe it was probably last week or something. No, actually, it was before the Indian one. It was about Maya Angelou.
Uh-huh.
And this is the thing. Like, I don't know how many people are familiar with, like, Maya Angelou's work. Obviously, we've seen her, like, on Tyler Perry movies and shit like that. And a bunch of greeting cards and stuff. But I've seen this documentary. And to be honest with you, I never... Let me see. How can I say this without sounding disrespectful? But I didn't necessarily like Maya Angelou's work. Like, I never was like a fan. You know what I'm saying? And that's probably foul to say because I'm a writer and I probably should appreciate her work. But I guess I didn't. But my thing was this.
Wow.
Her stories and her speeches always meant more to me than her poetry and books. Like, I don't know why. Like, the stuff that she talked about, the things that she would talk about in her speeches and shit, I could feel that. But other shit, I just felt like shit sounded like a greeting card. I'm probably foul for that. I don't know, because she did. It's probably because she did.
You're an asshole.
not trying to be an asshole.
You're not an asshole, buddy.
I'm just saying, though. That was...
Maya Angelou, you saying?
So what, though?
I'm not saying.
I ain't hating or nothing, you know what I'm saying? I just got an opinion. And right. I just never, you know, I never really, you know, I wasn't a Maya Angelou fan. Now, like I said, to hear her speak and things of that nature, I'm with it, though. Like, I fuck with her. I guess because her voice is commanding, you know what I'm saying? Her voice is commanding. It make you listen up. So, but I'm watching this this documentary, and I have to say, I found a new respect, you know what I'm saying, a new respect for her work. And I said all of that to say this. Mm-hmm. The generation under us, dog, they ain't learning shit. I said all that just to say that. Damn. Because, and the only reason I say that is because, I mean, you got to figure, it took 37 years for me to appreciate it. Mm-hmm. So, but how many of them actually watching PBS? Right, exactly. At least not the PBS that I'm talking about. You know, they watch the PBS Kids, the cartoons and stuff. But I think that's it's a huge, and I know we ain't gonna get off into this too much, but it's a huge disconnect, dog. It's a disconnect to the point where I don't even know. We talk about Black history. Black history is never gonna be nothing because we ain't never learning nothing about history. Man, not our history, but nobody's history. Period. Right.
And that's what, you know, the setup to do, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Us to forget, you know what I'm saying, what happened.
Yeah.
I'm about to say what they did, but what happened.
Right, what they did. What them did.
I'm trying to forget what happened. You really can't forget it, you know what I mean? But our culture, definitely, but the kids up under definitely forgot it because ain't not a Black History show came on in February. I ain't seen
not
it.
Not at all.
Not one. You know what I mean? It's under the usual. So, you know what I'm saying? They trying to scratch it from history. You know what I mean? Because trust me, right now, we got other history going on right now. Donald Trump is history.
Yeah.
Check it out.
Okay, yeah, we out there. All right, we working a little bit. I guess. I don't know. I still don't know if the sound is right, though. Because I can't cut the sound up. It's gonna have some reverb on it, so I can't even watch. But anyway, yeah, so that's what I was thinking about. Because I found myself doing that, like every night now, like, you know what I'm saying, I'll be watching PBS and stuff and learning something new. And I think, again, like, that really is what's missing in our whole, not just our generation and generation underneath us, but I want to say our whole culture. And I don't know if I'm reaching by saying that shit.
No,
yeah.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
It is what it is. That's my quote of the day.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is, man. But anyway, we go keep it pushing from there. I just want to talk about a couple of other things that's trending. Obviously, last week we didn't get a chance to have a show because of the winter, or I guess not a winter storm, it's a windstorm. So we're going to talk about that a little bit. They said that it was over 900,000 people out. That's almost a million people, though. That's like everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, shit, that's crazy. So y'all never end up losing power, though, right?
No, yeah. I was blessed.
Yeah, you got luck. You know, there's still some people that ain't got power
right now.
That's crazy as fuck, man. I'm sorry to hear that, dog, because y'all should have power by now.
But just think about it, dog. I mean, shit, them people working. If they got these...
They working. I ain't mad. Yeah. They working like hell.
They working. Yeah. If they got these meeting people up and running.
Yeah.
But I know it's frustrating to the folks that ain't got shit.
No, you've been out for a week.
Yeah, that's
got to be frustrating.
I know they want to be compensated for that shit, because I will...
Oh, hell yeah. You should want to be. Oh,
yeah.
And you should be.
Oh, you'll comp me for that whole week.
Right, that whole week. Shit, I want everything. I want comp for the week. I want comp for the food that went bad.
Yeah, yeah.
I want comp for all that shit. I know that ain't going to happen, but you know. You can ask, though. It don't hurt to ask.
Not at all. Not one bit.
Right. I'm trying to... Because some other shit happened, because we've been off for a couple of weeks, so I'm trying to see what else happened since then. Because I was already last week and shit, and then, you know, obviously new stuff happened since then. Let me ask you this, though. This is all off the subject, just on some pop culture shit. Have you heard Nicki Minaj's song?
No, I still haven't heard it yet. That's crazy.
Don't worry about it, though. Don't even worry about it. Like, you'll live without ever hearing that song. That shit is so fucking garbage, bro. Super garbage.
I heard you got Lil Wayne and Drake on it.
But it's garbage. The song garbage.
But, like, this is what I don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
No, if me and you got a rap battle,
yeah,
like all the rap battles I ever seen,
this is 1-on-1. Yeah, why she had to go get the crew? Yeah,
I just want to know. I'm not rooting for whoever went. I love the fucking whole thing of them.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, I think the whole thing is dope.
But I can't. Why you had to go get the crew? You know,
yeah,
what I mean? Like, for what?
Right.
You had to hold, stand down to hold it on your own. You right. know what I'm saying? Cause,
but it was terrible though. For the sport of it, it's cool that she actually had a song back. But the song garbage though. Like I'm not feeling it. I don't know. I ain't feeling it.
And Remy Ma.
She got a second song though. That one garbage though. Like she should have just left the one and just chilled.
I don't care.
Yeah. The second one garbage. As Peppers must have wrote her first one. I don't know.
The first boy.
Yeah.
She went bananas.
Yeah, she went bananas on that.
44 bars.
Yeah, she went hard on that shit.
Jabbing her in like that's like 44 jabs to the face.
Right.
Clean yeah. jab. Boop, word. Boop. Your eyes swole.
Your eyes swole.
She needs some milk.
Throw in the towel. No, throw in the goddamn towel.
She needs some milk.
Get that girl some milk.
That girl some milk.
Hell no. Word.
I mean, I don't understand why she had to go get the crew. That threw me off, you know what I'm saying? Threw me for a loop, you know what I mean? But
yeah.
It's kind of still kind of dope, you know what I'm saying? But I know Papoose got something for Wayne and Drake.
You think so?
For sure.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. We'll see how that goes.
No, maybe. It's coming.
You think so?
I'm predicting it.
You predicting it?
I'm predicting it.
They probably put this whole shit together.
Look
at that. Both of them, all five of them, they probably put the whole shit together.
I love it.
Yeah. It's dope what they did, though.
It's entertainment like a motherfucker.
Yeah,
everybody talking. It's what they call it, trending.
Yeah, it's trending. Yeah, it's trending.
Yeah, it's
most tricky. Definitely. And hey, haven't seen Get Out yet?
No.
All right, I want to see that shit too. But we go talk about that for just a moment too before we jump off into topic. And the thing I want to say about that though, $4 million, dog. That's what he spent on the movie. It has made over $100 million. It has made over $100 million. He only spent $4 million to make it. He made over $96 million.
Can you say baboot?
Right. Can I said, no, nah, I'm lying. I said 960, I'm sorry.
I don't care what the number is. Can you say bubbling?
Yeah.
This nigga ain't bubbled. He bubbling.
Yeah. No, that's a lot of
that's
bread,
hot,
though.
And I love it.
Yeah, I love it, too, man. Yeah. And I think that, I think it was all a process, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people probably didn't catch on to Key and Peele comedy, because I think, let me see. I guess it ain't really urban.
And it's kind of dry humor.
Yeah, it ain't really urban. It ain't what we used to and shit. But I think that's how they got their foot in the door.
Yeah, we used to like Cat Williams and
just in your face. Yeah, you know Bernie Mac type
Bernie
shit.
Bernie Mac, I ain't scared of you, motherfucker.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So I think that's what did it.
Yeah, but I kind of enjoyed them. They did a couple sets and shit at my job, so it was pretty dope, you know what I'm saying? I got a chance to meet them and shit.
Yeah.
Cool dudes, you know what I'm saying?
That's what's up.
I mean, good lord.
100 million. Now, he said that he is actually a whole group, I think maybe about six films all together that he trying to do with that same concept, though.
I was just about to say that.
Yeah.
I was like, I hope he did something else behind that when he pulled this one out, because when niggas get money,
right?
I'm not trying to, you know. Hopefully you keep on. Hopefully you be Dick Wolf, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Whoever that motherfucker is, Dick Wolf.
I know, right? He on everything,
man. Motherfucker, everything. Dick Wolf. You can be a Dick Wolf, nigga. I would love to see that. You know what I mean? But
No, but that's what's up, 100 million, man. Shout out to my man Jordan Peele.
Bubbling.
Yeah, definitely doing your thing, dog. That's what's happening. But I got to see that shit, and I just got to say a couple things about it. I guess I can't really say a lot about it because I haven't seen it yet. But my thing is that it's getting mixed. It's mixed reviews. Like, I got some people, you know, we were talking about this Monday at the production meeting. It's some people who said, like, it's all right. It ain't what they expected and shit. Mm-hmm. And then there's other people who said they done seen it 3 or 4 times.
Yeah.
Just because how good it is. And I think the thing is, though, is that a lot of people don't get it. You know what I'm saying? I think sometimes you just don't get it, or you really live in a place where you don't realize this is actually happening, maybe. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. But I feel like I'm going to love it. You know what I'm saying? And people have honestly said that they've seen it several times.
Yeah.
So it's got to be good. You know what I'm saying? It's got to be good. Though. That's
it's
the way.
It's got to be interesting anyway, because who cares? I'm sure my man some love. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
I hopefully my couple of dollars have helped his little $80 million. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You feel me? But,
yeah. Like, that's what's happening. All right, so shit, we got started a little late because of technical difficulties.
Wow.
Right, so we go jump on off into the subject right now. Don't forget, man, if you're on eblockradio.com, you are enjoying us live stream, hopefully with audio. I'm not sure because not able to check it out right now. But if you're on the phone lines, you can hit that number one key. We're getting ready to jump off into the hot topic for tonight. If you've been following us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and everywhere, same topic from last week since we didn't get a chance to do it, we're going to jump off into it now. So we want to know, shout out to my man City Shot, you know what I'm saying, a.k.a. Hot Topics.
Yes,
finally got his topic on the air. All right, so we want to know, how does a relationship change if a woman is a victim of rape? All right, so just let me explain this a little bit. What we're saying is that if your woman was out somewhere and she get raped, how does that change your relationship? You know what I'm saying? Not that you raped your woman, but that your woman got raped. Like, how does that, you know, change your relationship? Don't forget, man, if you're on eblockradio.com or on YouTube Live, you can hit us up, 760-283-4647, and hit that number one key, all right? So we go jump right on into it, man. Monk Money, what you say, dog? Your woman then got raped. What do you do, dog? Like, how? It's so many questions, dog. How do you think that's gonna change everything? Even in the circumstance where you ain't nowhere around, like you not nowhere near there, and you wasn't there to save her and shit, but like you gotta feel some kind of way, man. So what you say, dog?
To be truthfully,
yeah,
I don't know what I would do in that situation.
Yeah,
but I know one thing: I wouldn't not look at her any kind of different.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, no, I don't think it's going to be you that look at her different. It's going to be her looking at you different.
Yeah. So I know she's going to be looking at me in a whole different way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And me, I would just try to support her, you know what I'm saying? And try to be there for her, you know what I'm saying? Try to cater to her a little bit more than I probably, you know, wasn't doing, you know what I mean?
Like, right.
I mean, I'll be trying to find cuz too, like a motherfucker.
Right.
I ain't going to lie to you.
I ain't going to be long. Yeah.
I'm going to try to find him. You know what I'm saying? The only thing might change when I find him is I'll probably be in prison.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, shit, man. So many women, though, give it to you. You know what I'm saying? Like,
what's the point in taking it?
What's the point? The domination thing, I don't know. Like, some of them like that. Like, you can play rape a bro, like, for real, then she probably will like it. It's some of them out there like that. Like,
right.
I don't understand these dudes, man. Like, I can't take it, dog. She ain't giving to him. She ain't willing, bro. Why do I want it? I want it. I mean, I done took some drunk pussy because I've been talking about it for 2 or 3 hours anyway. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Like, but who didn't do that? You know what I mean?
Right.
You know what I mean? But, like, actual, like, raping, like, I can't see myself, man. That's just...
It's some dudes that honestly get off on that, though. Like, that's some type of adrenaline from, you know, forcefully taking a woman pussy. Like, it's a crazy thing, but, I mean, it's the truth. Like, it's some dudes that really get off on that. Like, they get off on the fear and shit. Like, that shit's just weird. That shit's weird all the way around. But I think it's a fucked up situation. Right, yeah, that's got to be demonic, something devilish, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But I think the fucked up thing in that aspect, though, is just all of the what-if questions. Like, what if I had been there, or what if I could have did something differently? That's a lot. That's stress on a relationship, though.
Yeah, it's a stress on, not just, I mean, a relationship, it's stress on both of y'all.
On both of y'all, yeah, that's what I mean.
You know what I mean? So I'm just like, you know... It'll be so 100 if they get through it together. You know what I'm saying? If y'all get through that together.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's just a beautiful thing right there. You know
that's
what I'm saying?
That's a tough thing.
And just forget about it, dog. You know what I'm saying?
Nigga, that's a hard thing to do.
It's definitely a hard thing to do.
Yeah.
But it's no other thing you can do in that situation. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, just forget about it. Especially if you can't find the nigga.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? All I can do is just forget about it and try to help her prep her forget about it.
Shit, that's a tough thing to do, man.
It's a tough thing to do, but it can be done. You know what I mean? Like, man, happiness and love, dog, you know what I'm saying, overcomes a lot of shit. And people don't see that and don't know that, bro. Love overcomes a lot of shit, dog. Niggas do dumb ass shit for love. Women do too.
True, yeah. Yeah. Shit, that's why a lot of people in jail.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of people in jail for love, dog. Yeah, for real.
Love,
you already
love,
know.
Bro.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas, so... I mean, love is strong.
Yeah.
So.
Now, first of all, I guess let me go ahead and answer it. So, and then we go flip it up a little bit.
Uh-huh.
But I'm just trying to think. From that standpoint, it's gonna be all bad though for a long time. I mean, maybe not a long time, but it's gonna be all bad for a minute. And I think as far as in a relationship, dog, I think that everything gonna change. Everything gonna change. Like everything that you do, like it's kind of a fucked up thing because then you almost. Like you said, you gotta cater to her to try to, you know, ease that shit.
Give her another look on men, cause right now she hate.
She hate men. Then she probably feels some kind of way about me because I wasn't there to protect her.
Yeah.
Exactly. So that's gonna be an issue. Now I guess my whole thing is gonna be how I handle it. You know what I'm saying? Because I know what I gotta do for her. But how am I going to be able to keep handling the rejection and the anger, you know what I'm saying, which ain't necessarily directed toward me,
yeah.
But I know I'm going to get it.
And that's why I say, in those situations,
yeah.
You just got to forget about it and just take it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, all right, okay, baby, come here, give me a hug, you know what I'm saying, do something.
Yeah.
All right, okay, you know what I'm saying?
Man, that shit got to be crazy.
It's crazy, dog, on both ends, though, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You just gotta try to forget about it, and it's so hard to do. I know it's so hard to do. I'm not just saying this, just skip the fact that you was raped. But
right.
In that point, when you try to move on with your life,
You got to.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You gotta move on with your life because shit ain't standing still for you. You know what I mean?
Right. No, that's for sure.
You know
yeah,
what
shit
mean?
Definitely ain't standing still for you, man. We'll go to the phone lines real quick, though. Don't forget, if you're on eblockradio.com or checking us out on YouTube Live, make sure you hit us up, 760-283-4647, and hit that number one key, man. We're shooting to the phone lines right now. I got 313-459. You on live straight from the E-Block. Holla at your boy.
What up, though?
Hey, what's up, though?
What up, though? Damn, you...
Yeah,
what's happening, baby? You whispering like you at work or something?
I am at work.
What's happening, though?
But yeah, I just had to call and chime in on y'all topic. I think it takes some work from both ends,
mm-hmm.
the woman and the male, and more understanding on the man's part,
right?
What that woman
True.
Is going through or you know have been through, so. Definitely patience and understanding from his end, because it definitely is going to take time to heal from that, and everyone have their own length of time, you know. Some women may get over it quicker than another woman, so I think it can work out, but
yeah.
It just have to be some understanding of the seriousness of that situation.
Right.
So as long as they know what they're up against, and they're willing to be there for their woman, and you know, show her that I'm here for you. Then yeah, I think everything would be good.
Yeah.
And may even, you know, some women may need counseling, and I would suggest that the man may even go to counseling with her as well.
Hell yeah.
Just to see how she feels and all of that. So it's definitely a process. But other than that, if you're willing to do that, I think it definitely work out. But if you're not for all that, then you unfortunately, you know, if you weak like that, then you need to just be gone.
Oh, damn, if you weak like that.
Straight,
oh, okay.
That's
all right, I mean, I can dig that. If you weak like that with your weak ass.
Right, I agree with that.
That's just like, you know, not even just for that situation, but if somebody is just down on their knuckles for a minute or, you know what I'm saying, and you decide
yeah.
to leave, that means you are the weakest link in that relationship. So,
and honestly,
you know, and some women may never get over. It may always have issues
right.
from now on, and it may cause conflict in their relationship.
Yeah.
And so in that case, a man may not have a choice. But you know, if he tried and you tried and you tried and it's still not working, then I think that man has a right to say, okay, look, you know, so
enough
you know,
is enough.
Different situations for different relationships. So
right.
That's my input on it.
That's what's up. Like, hey, before you sneak back to work, I would ask you, like, just from your standpoint, if that was to happen, how would you feel towards your dude though? Like, would you have that feeling of animosity? Like, damn, you should have been here to protect me, type of thing.
Well, you know what? It's if he wasn't in the home and I was in a home by myself, then you know, he's at work or something, maybe not. But if he was in a home and you know, it happened, I probably would for a minute, because that's just I think that's just automatically happens. Okay, y'all gotta go. My phone ringing. Bye.
Hey, thanks for the call, baby. at work in real life. Wait to call in at work in real life.
What?
But yeah, so like she said, and like you said, most definitely it's going to be an issue where at some point it's going to be some animosity. And I know she called it being weak and shit, but
I think so too. Like,
you think
so? Yeah, because if like she said, if you weak like that, then you just dodge the bullet. You the weakest link.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if you couldn't get through this with me, if you say you love me,
right,
there's not no love. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You was just trying to get back. So you honestly does dodge the bullet. You're not going to think as it like that at the time.
Right.
You're going to be all fucked up, but
yeah,
honestly, you just dodged the bullet. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying? Cause
I guess you can look at it like that.
Real. Shit went real, because if it was real, you're supposed to knock it out with me. And you rolled with
yeah.
me.
True.
Yeah, you were all with me, not against me. You know what I'm talking about?
I can dig that. All right. So you agreeing with the estrogen? I can't believe it.
First time
ever, dog. You know what I'm saying? First time ever.
Cause you a weak punk bitch. You just dip, bro.
Yeah.
You a weak
it.
Punk bitch,
though. Yeah. Well, how long do you give it though before?
I mean, you give it a while.
Before it look like the woman is broken and it just ain't nothing. It ain't no way to help.
No, you try, bro.
Yeah.
And if it don't budge, bro, I mean, you gotta dip, man. Like, you can't put your life at pause.
Right.
Like, you trying to assist this motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? You trying
yeah.
to get her over it. And then, like she said, it's some kind of, like, a hard thing to get through.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It is.
It
you
is.
Know what I'm saying? I ain't looking at it lightly. It's a hard thing to get through. But after a while, shit, I am still here. I am
right.
still with you, and I'm still trying to work this shit out. You gonna have to show me some love down the line, just on GP.
Yeah.
You know, it's like only being a human. You gonna have to show me some love. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And if you can't do that, then definitely, like, I mean, you gotta
yeah.
go. You gotta exit. You know, exit from that situation. You know what I'm saying?
So, I feel.
I mean, dudes out here, man, like, I just don't understand taking it, though. That shit just got me all twisted, like, just taking it.
Yeah, I don't know. It's always some crazy shit. But, Coco J, just want to let you know. So, look here, baby. If we both in the house and somebody come in and you get raped, then you ain't going to have to worry about blaming me, because either we all go die in that bitch, or, like, I'm sorry to let you know, so you might get killed in the process, because I don't know what kind of savage this nigga is, so it might just all go down, but somebody gonna die, so,
yeah,
like,
can't
you can't really, yeah, yeah.
I can't be in the house, and I want to just like,
right.
in the house.
If I'm in the house, then somebody gonna die,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
it might be me and shit, so,
and she gonna look
know.
At you as, a, like, a pussy, like, nigga, fuck, you was in the other room, this nigga on top of me.
Right.
I said,
well, I was in the closet dialing 911.
All right. Hey, somebody help me, please. Come on,
right.
Operator.
Yeah, so that ain't gonna never happen.
No.
Now, like you said, if I'm away and there's no way I could have been there, then you know you have to feel the way you want to feel about that. Cause I mean, obviously I wasn't there, but if we in there together, shit, I don't know how you figure. I'm gonna tell you, that's another bullet that you dodged.
Yeah.
If you in there and somebody kicked the door in and raped you and shit, your dude in there, then you go ahead and leave. You
yeah.
know, go ahead and pack up your kids, your
yeah.
clothes and shit, you know what I'm saying, and get the hell up out of there, because you dodged the bullet.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
yeah, we both dying in there.
Yeah,
we both dying in there,
yeah.
me and that nigga,
yeah.
or all three of us.
Well,
I don't know.
Exactly.
You just never know. Depending on what the situation go down to.
That's just some stuff.
Right. Yeah, that's some crazy shit, though.
The savage gonna come out of me, bro.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Audacity.
Yeah. Now, don't get me wrong, though. It's probably, you know, I've seen movies like this.
Yeah,
I don't know if this
yeah.
shit really happened, but, you know, a gang of motherfuckers busted there and tie everybody up, and then they rape the wife and shit. Like, that's some shit in movies. But don't get me wrong. It's some crazy niggas out there, and this could really happen in real life. Now, if, yeah, I'm probably still going to die in there somewhere.
Yeah.
They're going to have to shoot me. Yeah, they're going to have to shoot me probably because... First of all, what you gonna tie me to? Like, I'm too big to get tied up. So, What they gonna tell me to? They don't make the radiators in the floor no more, nigga. So that's about the only thing you gonna tie me to and keep me in the motherfucker.
Yeah,
shit,
dude.
Any chairs and shit, I'm breaking them motherfuckers off rip. Shit.
I'm the whole fucking time.
Hell yeah.
It's gonna break.
Hell yeah, it's
gonna break. Yeah. I had 60 niggas on top of me, cause I'm like, I just can't. They hold my face to watch it, nigga.
Yeah.
Bitch, I bite, man. I ain't that motherfucker doing that.
I'ma die. They gonna shoot me, right? It's like, they gonna shoot me.
I don't see this shit, bitch.
Damn, that's some crazy shit. That's some crazy shit to even think about. But the relationship gotta be, it's gotta be different after that, though. I ain't trying to be funny though, but after a while, like, let's say everything goes smooth, you know what I'm saying? Y'all work that shit out. She overcome her little, you know, she overcome that shit, you know, you help her through it, you stuck it out. She at some point started showing you some love again, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully. And y'all passed that point. So now what though? So now we can't ever get into an argument though, right? We can't ever get an argument, like, ever again, ever. Damn.
You just can't get into an argument when y'all get to the shit y'all want to heat and want to bring up shit. You know?
Yeah, because that's what's going to happen.
You can have an argument. You're not going to agree on everything. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You got to get to the point like, hey, look, hey, you better chill
out. You better chill out before we go to that one subject.
Chill out. Just chill out.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I don't want to hear it. Just please relax. I'm going to go get you a drink.
Right. Go get you something, shit.
Yeah. I'm going to go in the basement and light this loud. And I'm going to be straight in about 15 minutes.
Right. Go forget all about it. Go forget all about it. Man, that's some crazy shit, though. But as a dude, I'm thinking about it from, you know, from obviously from our end. But as a woman, though, I don't know how that would be. Like, I don't know how it would be to be in your house and get raped, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's got to be a whole different level of savage, though. You know what I'm saying?
Shit, nowadays, niggas come in the house and rape you, nigga.
They ain't raping the dude.
Hey, fucking
yo.
Man, boy pussy.
You a wild motherfucker, man. Yeah, that ain't even funny, though, because it's some boy pussy mongers out there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
bro, you got to kill me too.
There
ain't no way in the
oh, place. Oh, yeah, you're going to definitely have to kill me. Ain't nobody gonna live to tell that story. Like, I'm sorry, nigga, shit. If I...
You're going to die.
Yeah, you're going to die. Coco J, I don't...
I'm about to get real medieval on the bench.
You know? Coco J, I don't know if you still listening, but if I get raped, and I'm sorry, but we are all dying. You included, because you are not going to live to tell that story to nobody. So we all died. Everybody in the house died.
Yeah, kamikaze style. I got a grenade. Let
that drop. Nigga, I ain't about to get raped and then you still alive and shit telling everybody. Nigga, fuck you, nigga. That's why you got raped. You know what I'm saying?
Lord.
Dog, could you imagine that coming up in an argument?
Man. Me personally.
Fuck you, nigga. That's why you got raped.
Remember the nigga on the bus? You done did it now. You going to jail now.
Going to jail now,
you
right?
You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
You asked for that.
Yeah.
You basically asked for that.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Going to jail now.
Yeah, yeah. You're going to get knocked the fuck out. Clean out your shoes. That's why I ain't going to give you that opportunity. I'm going to go ahead and kill you and everybody in here, so we all just go back. That way nobody can tell the story.
Yeah,
you know, unless at the end, should I get a little nervous and don't kill myself, then we have to make up some other story.
Yeah.
Sorry, baby. I just wanted to let you know.
Don't be a pussy.
Right. Yeah, but yeah, that can't happen, dog. Hey, don't forget, man, if you check us out on eblockradio.com, you can hit us up 760-283-4647 and hit that number one key. If you want to comment on today's hot topic, man, how does the relationship change if your woman is a victim of rape, yeah. But I guess now being together, I think I might be reaching and saying this, but I think that's one of the ultimate fears of any man is to be in a situation where you should be helping protect your woman and you can't. That's got to be one of that and child support. That's got to be two of the scariest things, right? Which we're going to get into next week next week's topic,
yeah,
you know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Yeah.
Vaginal recklessness.
Exactly.
But but yeah, I think that's got to be one of the number one fears there. So, I mean, just obviously, you know, you got to build your woman back up and get everything together. But to a degree, that's got to build yourself up too, cuz you're in a fucked up position. If you feel like you could have done something to prevent it from happening and didn't,
I'm gonna be 100. I don't want that pussy right now.
Shit, I don't want that pussy for a long time.
I don't want it right now, baby. Get through this shit, man.
Hell yeah. Because you say anything about that, she was like, nigga, you couldn't even.
Yeah, yeah. I'll be wishing I could take that bitch off and boil it in bleach.
Wow.
Boy, no, I'm just
kidding. Wow. He said, boil it and bleach, dog. Yeah, on that note. No, that it is there. Time to get up out of here because we got that late start. Don't forget, though, you can stick around, man. Stick around your radios, you know what I'm saying? Almost a radio. It's a computer or a laptop, wherever you're listening from. But we do got my man Ryan O'Neill. Pull up in the Wraith. We playing that joint at the end right now. My man Ryan O'Neill. You remember who Ryan O'Neill is for real, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you sure? Okay, I didn't know. A lot of people don't know. All right, so in case y'all listening don't know who Ryan O'Neill is, Ryan O'Neill is the original Superfly. I say original because they did return the Superfly, and it was somebody else. Like, it was something. Yeah. Return the Superfly was terrible.
Superfly.
Yeah, that's the original. So that's... In case y'all didn't know, y'all was watching Menace to Society, and then Sam Jackson said, "Who the fuck you think you is, Ryan O'Neill?" In case y'all didn't know who that was, man, that's Superfly. Man. Superfly. Sam Jackson was in every fucking movie on Earth, dog. Yeah. I just thought about that shit.
He was in fucking XXX.
Was he?
Yes.
Damn, I ain't even. He's the dude.
He's in King Kong.
Yeah, I seen that. Oh, real quick, dog. I didn't get no info on this shit, though. Speaking of, I think it was Sam Jackson that said something. I can't remember if it was Sam Jackson or not. But anyway, was talking about, that wasn't Sam Jackson. The shit with Snoop and, did he say something? Anyway, the shit with Snoop and Donald Trump, you seen that shit? So Snoop posted some shit. Like I said, I haven't did no real research on it, so I can't talk a lot about it. But evidently, Snoop posted some shit about Donald Trump. Like, I think it was like somebody aiming a gun at Donald Trump or some shit. So Donald Trump tweeted that shit like if this was President Obama, like everybody be all up in arms and shit, you know what I'm saying? But somebody else said something about it. I guess it wasn't Sam Jackson. Some other black actor, I think, said something about it. But what you think about that before we get out of here, because we only got a couple minutes? Like, you think that's true? You think people would have been, like, you know, all berserk if that had been some shit like that had happened to Obama as opposed to Donald Trump? Because I think most people want to probably shoot Donald Trump anyway. That's why.
You can't pull a race car, Donald Trump!
I mean, that's what he's doing.
You can't pull a race car.
But that's what he's doing. That's what he's doing.
You can't do it.
You can't do it.
Hell no, he can't do it. Shit come out of his mouth. You can't pull a race car. Now you want to be a victim?
Yeah.
Fuck you mean? I shouldn't even say it like that, but still, what the fuck?
I mean, it's the truth, though, yeah.
Yeah, the fuck, how you gonna pull a race car?
Well, that's what happened, though.
Whack.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Whack. They had plenty of shit. They had Trayvon Martin holding skills, and they shooting at the motherfucker.
Yeah, you're right. I just wanted to ask your opinion on it. You about to get mad, so we gonna go ahead and get up out of here. Hey, but no, we really are, though, because we gotta go to the musical guest. But one last time, dog, we're going to go around, of course.
It was T.I.P.
All right, T.I. Oh, you Googled it right quick. All right, I knew it was somebody. Yeah. All right, so yeah, what you think, man? How does a relationship change if a woman is a victim of rape?
Well, it should only change for that moment.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Don't change who you are because of you're a victim of an asshole. You know what I'm saying? Like, you shouldn't change who you are. I know it's fucking... A big thing. It's a huge thing.
Oh yeah, most definitely.
You know what I'm saying? But don't put your life on balls for it. You know what I'm saying? And if you was my lady, you know what I'm saying, I'd be rocking with you till the motherfucking death of it. You know what I'm talking about?
For sure. That's what's up, man. Yeah. My tip, man, definitely, I think it's going to be a change. It's going to definitely be a lesson, for one thing. You go learn about your woman and yourself during that whole time. And if you're strong enough to make it through, then definitely, man, try to stick it out. Obviously, I ain't going to tell you that it's going to work, and I ain't going to tell you that it ain't going to work. I mean, it kind of depends on the situation of the woman beforehand. Because depending on what she went through before, she might not be able to handle that shit and remain stable. And you might not be the one to fix that. You know what I'm saying? So, That's one thing. But shit, on that note, though, we'll get up out of here. Make sure that you check out the replays on www.eblockradio.com. And also make sure you join us again next week at 7 o'clock. I'll be sure to send out the text messages on time this time, and we will be streaming again. So next week, we're talking about bathroom recklessness, all right? So we want to know, man, we're talking about women. Are women loose with the vagina?
Yeah.
Because they know they can get that child support check, dog. Yeah. We want to know.
And they throwing passes.
Right, they throwing passes. Right, so make sure you check us out next week, man, eblockradio.com. Until then, though, I got my man Ron O'Neill popping up. But, dog, you know exactly what it is, the livest cloud radio show on the planet, straight from the E-Block Radio, live on your dial every Thursday, 7 until 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's your boy, the Hood Howard Stern, Q Lewis, holding it down from 6 miles to the mile high.
Mug money, you know what it is.
Whatever it is. Mm-hmm. We're about there, man, next week. Badger Reckless, man. Holler at your boy.
Y'all.
I'm pulling up in the race. I'm pulling up in the race. You could just tell we get money. I'm pulling up in the race. You could just tell we get money. I'm pulling up in the race. Taking a look at these ladies. Look at they face. Look at they face. Look at they face. You could just tell we get money. I'm pulling up in the race. You could just tell we get money. I'm pulling up in the race. Taking a look at these ladies. Look at they face. Look at they face. I told the plug, I'd call him back. He said there's no need for all of that. I'ma hand you this shit, man. Cause O'Neill, you the quarterback. I keep ballin' like Starbucks. Gettin' money like Starbucks. Couple K's out in Vegas. Cause say I'm getting my odds up. You could catch me in the Phantom type. Shorty, I made her a random night. Then mix that lean with a tennis right. He said I'm the man, bitch, said Debbie right. He said I'm the man, bitch, said Demi right. I do not go for the little talk. I get my work from a bigger source. I do not talk to the little man. I walk around with the biggest ball. Or we be rocking this Rollie. So there's no way you can tick me off. So there's no way you can tick me off. You could just tell we get money. I'm pulling up in the race. You could just tell we get money. I'm pulling up in the race. Taking a look at these haters. Look at they face. Look at they face. Look at they, look at they face. You could just tell we get money. I'm pulling up in the race. You could just tell we get money. I'm pulling up in the race. Taking a look at these haters. Look at they, look at they face. Look at they, look at they face. Look at they, look at they, look at they face. They talk about gunning me when they in front of me. None of that comes to the mind. I'm rocking that currency, getting it currently. All of them know I'm gonna shine. My niggas that pull with me, they in the sun with me. They put it all on the line. Yeah, they put it all on the line. Yeah, they put it all on the line. I talked to my shooter, he told me my future. He said I'd be busting a check. Then went to my jeweler and talked to Medusa. Now stones all over my neck. Stones all over my neck. Gold all over my neck. The niggas be holding it down. Show them niggas respect. Roll with the crew, the militia. Pay them the back, come get you. And a nigga wanna see the body. So make sure you take a picture. So make sure you take a picture. I'm only gonna be here for a minute. After throwing all this money. Got a nigga all in my business. You could just tell we get money. I'm pulling up in the race. You could just tell we get money. I'm pulling up in the race. Taking a look at these haters. Look at they face. Look at they face. Look at they, look at they, look at they face. You could just tell we get money. I'm pulling up in the race. So we get money. I'm pulling up in the race. Taking a look at these haters. Look at they face. Look at they face. Look at they, look at they, look at they face. I'm pulling up in the race.